Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf and Practice. There's a very interesting tshuva from Rav Moshe found in Yardaya Chelek Aleph, Siman Ayin Beis, where he addresses the question of whether or not a caterer is allowed to rent out his hall to a wedding party whereby mixed dancing will take place. Is that a problem of Misayeh B'davar Vera? Is that a problem of Lifnei Iver? And he quotes from the Gemara in Shabbos Daf, Gimel Amun Aleph, where the Gemara is talking about that if an Ani just stands there like a statue, and the Baal Bayis, the individual standing inside the house, hands the Ani something. So the Baal Bayis violates an Isser of Hotzah because there's an Akira in Rosh Hashanah Yachid and there's a Hanacha in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And the Ani stands there and the Ani just stands as a statue. His hand is just out there. He didn't do any grabbing. He didn't do any taking. So that's Mutter Mitzad the Ani. He did nothing wrong. So asks Tosfos, well, isn't that a problem of Lifnei Iver? V'ha ka'avar Lifnei Iver lo titei michshal? He says it's a situation whereby no, because Lifnei Iver is only true when the only way he could have, let's say the Nazir, could have gotten the Yayin from the other side of the river is if you handed him over the wine. But had the Ani not been standing out there, the Baal Bayis could have just as well placed the object on the ground. The Ani wasn't essential for performing the mitzvah, rather the Isser of Hotzah. So there's no Lifnei Iver in this case. But nonetheless, he still says to be Misayeh B'davar, to help, to not be mafresh the Baal Bayis from an Isser, you should have not stood there, you shouldn't have had anything to do with the Isser, allowing him to do this, you should have told him to stop doing this, that would be Usser. Fine. So the Tosa answers that it's talking about a Nachri and a different answer, but we see from here that there's a problem of being Misayeh B'davar Avera. So by allowing a wedding party to rent out a hall, in order that they should be involved in the Avera of mixed dancing, or perhaps non-kosher food, or treif, whatever the issue might be, that would be a problem, seemingly. So Rav Moshe comes along and says that no, it's not a problem. Why? Because the Shach says that there's no requirement to be mafrisha a mumar li'Yisrael. If there's a mumar li'Yisrael, a person who doesn't keep Torah mitzvahs, and he's doing an Isser, there is no obligation to stop him doing what he's doing. Being Misayeh B'davar isn't a problem if it's a Mumar L'Yisrael. He would have done it anyways had he not been there, and therefore there is no violation. And the Dagom Miravava takes it a step further. Even if the guy is not a Mumar, even the guy is a firm individual, yet he's willingly violating a particular Isser, there's also no Chiv. Only if the guy, the firm Yid, is doing an Isser B'Shogeg, you say, no, don't do that. But if he's willingly doing an Isser, you have no obligation to stop him because he's acting on his own. He knows what he's doing is wrong, and your attempt to stop him won't help. So in this situation, if they don't get from your place, you're not going to rent out your hall, they'll rent out another hall. So it's not Lifnei Iver, and you being Misayeh B'davar isn't a concern here either because you're doing this B'mezid. But there is the position of the Maggid of Raman, Simen Shin Mem Zayin Sifkat and Dal. He says it's Usser to be Misayeh B'davar Avera, even for Yisrael Mumar. So, according to him, it would seem that you should not allow such a family to rent out a hall. But Moshe says, even according to the Magen Avraham, who's Machmir, it shouldn't be Aser. Because it's only Aser, he writes, to rent something, if the primary reason for renting something, the primary usage is for Davar Avera. When it comes to the wedding itself is a mitzvah. You're allowed to have you're supposed to have a chasna, there's a suda, there's food, there's dancing. But they're deciding that one particular part of the wedding is going to be mixed dancing. That's not going to affect the whole renting of it. But if you're renting something out that will be exclusively used for a dover iser, that's when it's a problem of being misayeh b'davar according to the Magen Avraham. But again, since this case, you are renting the hallway that the ikar usage is for a dover heter, it's for a chasna, it's for singing, it's for dancing, it's for eating, it's for a suda, for in this case, even the Magen Avraham would be makel.